you need to understand your short and long-term goals. Now, again, I didn't have this figured out at the beginning as we talked about, but if I would have, it could have helped me to be a bit more choosy about who I may have worked with, right? But because I was going in blind, you could say, I didn't have that kind of advice at the beginning.
Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. How much are your ideas worth to you? Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan takes data preservation seriously. They understand that data is not just bits and bytes. It's your valuable IP, innovations, and ideas. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has options for individuals and businesses who want reliable, secure backup services. CrashPlan works efficiently in the background while you work, encrypting and sending all your new or changed files up to their secure cloud every 15 minutes. Get 24/7 365 protection. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Today on the podcast, we have Angela Henderson. She is an international award-winning business consultant and coach, speaker, and podcaster who helps women around the world make more money by creating a personalized business strategy and mastering their mindset. I am genuinely so excited to have Angela on the show. We've been friends since 2018. We met in a mastermind years ago, and she has been nothing but supportive and kind ever since. She is so likable, so lovable, and honestly, by the end of this show, I was like, I have some stuff to work through. This is so much more than just how to have an incredible collaboration, how to have beautiful partnerships that move your business forward. We really get into some mindset stuff that I think is going to rock your world. I know it rocked mine, and I can't wait to hear your thoughts and feedback. Be sure to tag us as you listen. I want to hear your favorite takeaway and what you're going to be implementing as a result of this show. Hey, Angela, welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, my friend. Super excited to see you again.
It's been way too long. And I feel like old friends, new again, and like also you never left. I don't know how to explain it to the people, but when you've existed in this online world as long as we have, you cross paths many times and you come back together and all the things. So I'm excited to have you here. But for the folks that are new to you, can you give them a little bit of background on how you got started in business and ultimately became a consultant, speaker, and podcaster?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually an ex-mental health clinician of 15 years, where I did my undergrad in Albuquerque, New Mexico, did my master's here in Australia, and then went back and did my clinical prac in America. So I used to diagnose people with schizophrenia, bipolar, autism, ADHD, you name it. And then I had my first baby, and he was 9 months old. old playing on the ground with all these toys that were like battery operated. And I remember thinking there's got to be other toys that don't have batteries, right? Like there's got to be other things that help to stimulate them. And then I actually opened up Australia's leading educational toy store at the time, which was called Finley and Me. So that's where the business journey started. And we focused on creating childhood memories through play, love, and travel. And yeah, it was great. Fine motor skills, color recognition, you name it. And then through Finley and Me, what was really cool is I understand or got to understand the importance of diversifying your revenue. And I became one of Australia's leading parenting influencers. I was one of 9 people signed with Netflix, for example. I worked with Hilton's, Club Meds, etc. So that really allowed me, again, the opportunity to learn, but also have 2 different revenue streams. From there, though, people wanted to start picking my brain, and I didn't actually understand what that meant at the time because I wasn't planning on being a consultant. And after 14 coffee dates, which I don't even drink coffee, and driving sometimes an hour there and an hour back, I slowly realized, oh, if I charge these people for these sessions, I could have a secondary business. And that's how the consulting came about. And yeah, so now I work with women all around the world pretty much to help them master their mindset, but create a personalized strategy that will help them in growth stage, scale stage, or startup stage.
I love that. I think you have such a beautiful way of connecting with people and feeling like you've always been friends. I think you naturally draw out people's best selves and you're very easy to talk to. So I'm not surprised at all that this is the direction that you've gone. But I also think it highly contributed to the fact that you've done over 120 collaborations and partnerships in the last year. I want to know how that happened. Were you planning to commit to over 100 or more from the very beginning?
No, I was in a mastermind. I flew from Australia to Napa Valley for a mastermind, and we were just talking about visibility strategies collectively. And as we know, there's only 3 ways to gain visibility: organic, partnerships, and paid. Organic is kind of like so choppy. It's up and down, up and down. It will work, but it takes longer and you're exchanging your time for, do you know what I mean, organic. You're also dealing with algorithms and things like that. Partnerships are great, but people overcomplicate partnerships and they don't really know what to do. So they're kind of like, yeah, it's there, but I don't know what to do. And they kind of leave it. And partnerships aren't so much up and down. They're more like a wave, but you still have to exchange time to build the relationships. And then there's paid. Paid's really good and it can go really, really quickly, but you're exchanging money now to gain back your time. So I was sitting there going, and Scott's like, Ange, my mentor in Napa Valley, he's like, you're so connected, Ange. He's like, and you've always led with love and kindness and generosity. He's like, but why haven't you asked anyone for anything? And I said, well, I never built these relationships to go in there with a factor of asking. He's like, yeah, but he's like, you've given so much. He's like, people's lives are busy. And he's like, and people don't even, they're not, so that they don't remember you, but they don't have you at the top of their mind going, what can I do for Angela today? Because they're running their own businesses. He's like, but if you reached out to them, had the conversations just like you normally do and say, hey, I'm thinking about 2023, double downing on partnerships and collaborations. I've got a few ideas that can mutually help both of us. He's like, people are going to be curious because they probably too don't know how to do partnerships. So they're thinking, if she's got a new idea, I'm in on this. Show me how. So I came back from Napa and I was like, we're done. And that was only in March, mind you. So I didn't actually start doing this
until like 3 months.
Till April. And so then I just kind of jumped in the deep end. So I had no expectation. But once it started going, there was this beauty behind it because I was motivated to do it. I was in alignment to do it. And yeah, so that's what happened. This idea came. I was like, he's right. I was like, I've never gone and asked for anything, but it doesn't have to be in a sleazy, like asking for sex on the first date type of scenario, right? So it was just like, no, I know these people for years, you know? I mean, that's how you and I got reconnected actually was Jordan and I did a collaboration together. She was like, oh, she's like, have you caught up with Abigail lately? And I'm like, no. And she's like, oh, you guys should connect and see what you guys can do. And then I was like, oh, cool. Then I reached out to you and we're both going on each other's podcast. So once you just kind of build that muscle, you're like, there's literally endless opportunities. They are absolutely everywhere. But again, it's the people are nervous or they don't know how. And so, yeah, so I'm excited to share that with you today.
I will say, I think one nugget people need to take away from that is like, it is valuable to build relationships without an intent to do anything with them other than love and care and support them. And then someday, maybe you have these people to lean on in like the most bizarre ways sometimes, and they can be so much more helpful than you ever imagined. But prioritizing continuing to create those relationships. And it's not like you have to like be in their lives every minute of every day. Like, you don't need to gaslight people, making them seem like you're best friends when you're not. But genuinely caring and supporting is going to go so far. And being able to call up somebody you haven't seen in 6 years and it feels like yesterday can feel really genuine when you're just like naturally in people's lives. And I think there's really easy ways to do that on social.
And remember when we first met, we didn't know each other in the mastermind, for example. And you and your business partner were looking at switching to from, I don't know if it was, I think you were switching from Convert, or you wanted to switch to ConvertKit for your funnels. But remember when we were doing all the evergreen funnels, for example, you had posted in the group, you're like, I don't know if ConvertKit can do this. And I PM'd you guys and was like, hey, I've been on the phone call with the head of ConvertKit, Nathan Berry, secondhand, and they're saying we can't do these funnels. Would you like me to explain? And you guys were like, yeah, like show us so we understand more. So even though like I was giving then, do you know what I mean? Trying to like help you in a mastermind to make it easier for you and your business partner. And then like even on social media, we may not have chatted over the last 6 years, but I'm still liking things or leaving comments where I can when you're in my feed to support you. So it's like these really easy things because I want to. I'm like, congratulations, or how are the dogs, or, you know, loved your photo shoot. It's just like simple things, but that's how you become memorable. That's how you become remarkable. And there's a really great book called The Purple Cow by Seth Godin. And if you haven't read it, I encourage you, a simple read, beautiful read. But what he talks about is he's driving down the country roads in France and it's beautiful. And all of a sudden he sees brown cows, white cows, and he's like, this is amazing. He said, but only for so long. And then they become ordinary. He said, but if one purple cow stood out, he's like, that would be memorable. That would be remarkable. And so he's like, how are you being the purple cow? And he's like, what are you doing? And so my purple cow is staying connected with people in a really light and fun way without it being hard.
Yeah. No, it definitely comes very natural to you. I feel like you've always been there, which is just such a nice feeling to have in a relationship. I am curious, you mentioned that there wasn't necessarily a goal, but was there, like, once you did decide, I'm going to do this, did you have a primary goal of collaborating? Were you trying to get them all to join your email list? Or were you trying to grow a particular program? Or, like, did you have a specific outcome in mind of the collaborations?
At the beginning, no, because I didn't know what I was doing. I was just flying in the deep end. It's kind of like when I started my podcast almost 6 years ago. I literally bought a mic, didn't even launch it properly. Knew I needed a little bit of cover art, reached out to someone to help me do the tech, and I just flew in. There was no goal. It was all about testing and getting curious and kind of investigating. And I think we forget that sometimes, that business can be playful. Business can be fun. We don't have to always have things attached if we don't know. So at the beginning, I was like, let's just go in. Let's say, like, are people going to say yes? Are people going to say no? Are people going to say maybe? What assets do they bring, right? Like, I knew what every relationship, actually partnership you go into, it's a new dance, I guess, because you've got to typically, and I'll explain more later, but I'll hop on a call. We see if we've got synergy. This is with cold audience, with cold people I don't know. And then you kind of do this dance about, okay, well, I could do this for you. I could do this for you. And this negotiation phase comes. So it's this beautiful dance back and forth between two parties. So you never know what the goal or what the outcome is going to be. But once I started doing it, I was like, okay, this can be really great because my goal can be to actually reduce my ad spend that I'm spending, do you know what I mean, from a paid visibility strategy. So I was like, well, great, let's have some fun with that. My other goal then started to be, okay, how can I grow my email list, right? What does that look like? My other goal, but it wasn't just email list. It was just like, again, having another person in my network, because here's the thing, it's a compound effect. Over the years, because I kind of do a lot of things now, people are like, you're everywhere. People are talking about you everywhere. You're on podcasts, you're speaking, you're doing this. The thing is it's because I'm not really doing a lot more. If you look at my calendar, it's just that over the years, because I've spent time every year building these relationships, it feels like I'm everywhere because people will have my back and advocate for me because they know that I'm a good human. So my other goal is just literally, how many more cool humans can I meet? And how can I help their community? That was my goal. Because if I lead with love and I lead with value, I will still be profitable. And there's a really great book called The Go-Giver by Bob Berg and John David Mann. And they talk about the five laws of stratospheric success. And it's very counterintuitive to what we typically see in the business world. Typically, we're told, like, say, from a sales perspective, we're told that we need to, like, prospect a client, qualify a client, right? Overcome objectives, close the client, follow up, and provide customer service. But with the Go-Giver, for example, what they talk about is create value, touch people's lives, build your network or relationships, be real, stay open, and you will be profitable. But people don't want to do that. People want the quick fixes. They're starting to treat people and relationships like transactions. But if you think about the five laws of stratospheric success, they talk about the law of value. Your true worth is determined by how much more you give in value than you take in payment. The law of compensation, your income is determined by how many people you serve and how well you serve them. The law of influence, your influence is determined by how abundantly you place other people's interests first. The law of authenticity, the most valuable gift you have is to offer yourself. And the fifth law is the law of receptivity. The key to effective giving is to stay open to receiving. So for me, the goal was literally just to stay open, be open, test things, and make new humans. And even now, it's pretty much the same thing, Abigail, right? It's just like continue to meet new humans. I spoke in an event yesterday in America through another partnership, and all I did was lead with love. And I was like, find my website. The right people will come to me. And I just trust in that.
Yeah. I think that's so beautiful that it's not about capturing everyone or capturing the most people or overly trying to sell the experience so much as it's about making the right impression so that the right people are like, I like this woman. Like, I want to hang out with her and really hear more from her and learn from her. And I'm going to do the legwork now because she showed up authentically to go find and connect. And I think that's so beautiful. Before we jump into the process, like if someone wanted to do that, I am curious, I do want to fast forward and then come back a little bit. What were some of the surprising results or where did you end up landing after you did all of this? Was it, you know, like a gangbuster year or like what happened?
So we definitely saw an increase in revenue. That's for sure. We also saw, it wasn't substantial revenue. And I want to talk about that later on. It wasn't like we quadrupled our revenue at all. It probably would have been like increased maybe by 20%. I'd want to look at the numbers.
So that's still significant.
I'm big about transparency, but it wouldn't have all been contributed to partnerships, but it would have substantially been contributed to partnerships for sure. So that was positive. Team was also happy because, again, at the beginning, it was messy and we've gotten better at our systems. We're not perfect yet. So team was also ultimately happy. My heart was happy, right? Like I just was smiling going, this is like, I found business can start to feel hard over the years. If you've been in it for a while, I was like, this seems fun again. Like business is like easy again, you know? So that was great. Yeah, those were some of the really kind of positives that came about. Things that didn't work well was we actually had 130 partnerships, but 10 people didn't do what they say they were going to do, right? And so that's the part where it was discouraging because I lead so much with my heart and I kind of absorb emotion so much. It's always disheartening when people don't do the right thing, in my opinion. It's just one of my core values of integrity. And I didn't feel like some people kept their integrity in that process. So, you know, we did whatever we had held on the partnership, do you know what I mean, side of things, and they didn't. So I just had to, it was a learning lesson that not everyone will do what they say they're going to do. But again, just trusting the process that the right people will do the right thing. And that's a really hard concept. I've only learned that really over the last 4 years, even though I've been in business since, you know, for 14 years, is a lot of people think if I just manifest a Lamborghini, I'm going to get one. What they forget is you still have to take action. So I believe if you're continually taking action and you're sticking to your values, things will work out and the right people will come into your world. Like attracts like. So my whole thing was, maybe it was a blessing that those people didn't do their end of the bargain because maybe their people weren't my people, you know? So I've really had to try to look hard at like reframing it and just knowing that I didn't make a big deal about it. I didn't follow up with those people. Like we had our follow-up system. Don't forget this is going out and things like that. But in regards to like, why didn't you do it? I was just going to like, you know what? Just let it go. I don't want to carry that energy. I don't want to carry that lower vibration. Now, keep in mind, there was one person, if you think it was like, would have been 131. There was one person that came back and said, my child's been sick. We've been in hospital. I'm under the pump. Okay. A, so sorry that this has happened to your child. And B, like you've communicated that with me, right? So I'm like, absolutely. And then I'm like, can I do anything for you? Like this other person had like some coaching programs. I was like, can I go in there and help like I don't know, I can do a coaching call for your clients if you need to be at the hospital, anything I can. And she's like, no, we're good. So, but again, we communicated that. It was the other 10 that just were like, oh, thanks for doing your thing. And, you know, not even I forgot. I would have probably appreciated it. I just forgot to do it. But it was just like, take, you know, and that doesn't sit well with me.
No, not at all. Like, ugh, but that gives me the ick.
Also, I will say is that it was a good reminder for myself. And this is what I say to my own clients, just because it's a no now doesn't mean it's a no forever. So there were other people that were like, oh my goodness, this sounds amazing, but our promotional calendar is already filled. And people might think those people are lying. No, a lot of people have planned their promotional calendars and launches for a year. Some people I know plan them 2 years in advance. So I was like, absolutely. I was like, no worries. I was like, I'll be cheering you on for your launch. So, you know, and it's a reminder to anyone out there that's going to start looking at this visibility strategy to that know that not everyone's going to be a yes. And it's not about you. It's not that they don't like you. There's nothing personal. It's just that lives are busy. Businesses are busy. And sometimes it might be that it just doesn't fit with their business model. A good friend of mine, Justin Brown from Primal Video, he's one of the top YouTube educators in the world. And he's spoken at my events and whatever. And I reached out to Justin and he was like, I was like, hey, looking at collaborating, happy to promote yourself. And he's like, you know, I love you. I love everything that you do. He's like, but we're switching up our business model. And he's like, and this doesn't feel right for us. And he's like, this is really hard to say because we love you so much. And I was like, no, I was like, I appreciate that you've got your boundaries and you're very clear about what you want. I said, and I would never want you to bypass that because you and I have a friendship. So thank you for being open. Thank you for being honest. And thank you for being true to you. And he's like, oh my goodness, thank you so much. You know, but you know, so many people will want to also say yes, but just know like there was no friction there. It was just, he was respecting his boundaries. And I think that more people need to understand that it's hard for people to respect their boundaries sometimes.
Yeah. I remember, so we used to diligently have a guest every other episode on this podcast. And if you were to scroll back, you'll find that season where it lasted years. And then something happened and like life happened and we had to slow down. And it was so much easier to batch internally, like a handful of episodes and not coordinate all of that. Because adding guests is a lot, like it's quadruple the amount of work as having just your own. And so we cut down and I can't even tell you how many hundreds of people we said no to. And I felt bad, but it was like, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't care or you don't want someone to be successful. The saying no could simply be because it doesn't make sense in your life right now. And I know there was absolutely a season where I didn't. I was handling, my grandmother was on hospice and like there was just like so much juggling. And I'm glad that I said no for a period of time. But I know there's going to be people sitting here like, this sounds exciting, but I'm also terrified. So how do I get started? But also, if I'm feeling scared, what should I be thinking about? I want to look and feel my best in my own skin. With Oak Essentials, my skin stays hydrated and glowy, no makeup required. Get a simplified skincare routine that boosts collagen production and leaves you with beautiful, healthy skin. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com and get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. The moisture-rich balm felt like instant relief for my dry skin. It felt like a facial at a high-end spa. I also snagged the Awaken Body Wash. It contains lavender oil. Lavender oil soothes skin with calming properties. Most soap leaves my skin feeling dry, but with Awaken Body Wash, it's hydrated and smooth. If you're already obsessed with the best-selling moisture-rich balm, the moisture-rich body balm is the same intense moisture you know and love, formulated for a full body glow. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com. Get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at oakessentials.com. Promo code BOSSPROJECT15. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire. We've had to weed through hundreds of applications in the past. We could have saved so much time if we'd used Indeed. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So can I talk about the feeling scared once I give the strategy? Because it can be a feeling of scaredness, but more times often than not, I'll briefly share with you the 7 mindset blocks that I see when people, well, these blocks come up not just around partnership, but around their business in general, you know? So I'll share those 7 blocks that I've seen over the years. But yeah, so when I say it's this simple, there is no course you have to buy from me. There is no other downloadable you have to buy from me. It's literally what I'm about to tell you. Just go and do it. There's nothing hidden when I say that this is how simple it is. All right. And that's what I know, it might be very opposite of what you've seen in the online space, but I'm very big about just, this is what it is. Rock and roll and go and do it. So the first thing that I say, step one, if you're like, this sounds exciting, this sounds awesome, is you need to be in alignment. And you might be like, is this even a step? Yes, it's a step. Because for those listeners out there that are like, 120 partnerships, she raised her revenues, this sounds amazing, but this also sounds like shit and sounds hard. And then you have already like a physical reaction. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Be okay with you saying, no, this isn't right for me. And because there's other ways to skin a cat, as they say, there's still, you've got other organic ways. You've got other paid ways. There's so many other amazing ways that you can still grow your visibility and your audience. So first thing first is knowing, are you in alignment? Now, if you're like, this is exciting, I'm scared, I don't know how to do it, that's different than feeling like it feels hard and sluggish and you're already dreading it. So really just honor yourself and make sure that you're in alignment going forward. The next step is you need to understand your short and long-term goals. Now, again, I didn't have this figured out at the beginning as we talked about, but if I would have, it could have helped me to be a bit more choosy about who I may have worked with, right? But because I was going in blind, you could say, I didn't have that kind of advice at the beginning. But kind of understand short-term and long-term goals. But more importantly, you need to understand that in this particular situation, you can't pick the harvest because it's not ripe yet. And what I mean by that is yesterday, I only just did a presentation into this Sages group in America yesterday. And we started our conversation back in October, late October, early November last year. So at time of recording, we're at the end of March. So that's November, December, January, February. That's 5 months ago. We hopped on a call. We discussed everything. I promoted her stuff in January. She brought me into her group that like yesterday, and then she's going to share to her email list later on. So just know that you're not going to see the rewards or the fruit right when it's planted. And so you've got to have that patience around that. The next thing is the strategy that I'm talking to you about today is you with warm people you already know. The cold outreach just to random strangers is slightly different, but the people that I've already taught this to are still just working with the list that they created right from the beginning. All right. So let me explain. Step 3, all I want you to do is write down a list of everyone you currently know. Everyone. This could also include aunts, uncles, etc., because you never know who the aunts and uncles know and that they could help you. So literally just write a list. Most of you will already have a list of 50 to 100 people that you can outreach to. From either people that you're in memberships with in, say, your community, for example, Abigail, people who you've done talking things for, maybe you haven't, also like family members, any networking events that you've ever gone to, any summits that you've participated in and you like connected with someone in, say, the breakout rooms, literally go and write down anyone like any, and again, I don't like necessarily like Instagram pods because I think it does mess with algorithm, but let's just say you were in an Instagram pod or you're in a Facebook group or you're an admin of a Facebook group, anything like that, you will have connections right now. People are shocked when they do this exercise because they're like, holy shit, I've already got 40 people I can do this with, Ange. I'm like, yeah. But the thing is because we get so busy in our lives and we think it has to be overcomplicated, right? We forget that so many things are just right in front of us. So you write your list. That's it. The 4th step, it's super easy. Literally, hey, Abigail, hope you're having a great year. It's been really lovely seeing insert something about Abigail. love seeing you grow. I love seeing the change of the business. I love listening to the podcast. Be very specific. The dogs are so cute. I love when you share the pictures of them, right? Whatever. Like, it has to be something that first paragraph does need to be very specific to the person you're reaching out to. That's what it's about. You genuinely do care about, like, I do love seeing, I know how much your dogs mean to you. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I do love seeing what you do with those beautiful dogs. I don't know all their names, but I know there are a lot of them, right? And so my thing is like, how are they, right?
You're accurate.
And then the rest can be a copy and paste, which is just like, 2024 is my year around collaborations and partnerships. And I've got some really great things that I think can mutually benefit both of our businesses, but equally our audiences. Are you up to connect and learn more? Have a fabulous day, Angela. That's it. You also don't want to make it longer than that because people are busy and they don't have time to read shit. Just get to the point. And then, like I said, I would be hard pressed for people who have not, like, that they didn't respond to that email. I don't have the data on that, but I would say most people, at least 90% of people, got back to me because they're like, oh, this is great. How are you and the kids? Yes. And then they're like, tell me more. What do you mean? What could this look like? Yes. Do you have a link to hop on a coffee chat? And we did that. Step 5, we literally hop on the coffee chat. And the first 10 to 15 minutes that's the fun part. I get to hear about what's going on in their world. What are you doing? What's your strategy look like for the year? You know, how have you been? Any cool holidays you're going on? Like, it's actually really cool. And then we're like, okay, yes. Tell me more. And that's when I'm like, okay, I've got an email list of 10,000 plus. I've got a podcast that's been going for 5 years. I've got a Facebook group of 7,800. I'm really well connected with other people that I could connect you with. And they'll be like, oh, my email list isn't as big, or I don't have a podcast. So then we do this negotiation. Okay, well, would you be willing to send one email out to your list, but I'll include you in my monthly wrap up? And they're like, and it's actually got the highest open rate. And they're like, yes. How about you don't have a podcast? Would you like to come on my podcast, but would you allow me to speak into your paid membership? Yes. So it's this really cool dance. Do you know what I mean? And then everyone feels excited because everyone's winning. Now, there were times when people didn't, this is cold audience, so I don't want to confuse people, but and they're like, I only have an email list of 500. You probably don't want to do this. I was like, no. I'm all about lifting other women up. And that's where I'd be like, hey, let me include you in the monthly wrap up, but I can't give you a solo email. And they're like, you do that? I'm like, absolutely. So again, that's just who I am. You might not want to do that, but I'm like, why would I not want to try and help someone out where I could? Or I would do a social share and tag them or et cetera. But they typically wouldn't get like a solo email or an everyone tag in my Facebook group. So again, you just negotiate. And then the sixth one is follow through. Like I said earlier, we had those 10 people who didn't follow through. Words are meaningless without intent. Follow through. So whatever you agree on, follow through. And if something comes up, like someone gets sick, make sure you communicate to them and say, can I reschedule your promotional stuff that we agreed on? And the seventh step, so that's follow through. The seventh step after your collaboration is done is follow up. I will then schedule 3 months, 4 months out, depending on my calendar, to follow up with everyone again. And it's just like this, it's like this cycle. You know, or follow up might not be following it up in another email to ask them how they are. It could just be like, again, I'm following them on socials and I'm like, I'm liking, I'm commenting, like still stay in their mind, still add value, still be curious. You still want to like know them as humans, right? Continue to foster that relationship. And that's literally it, my friend. There's nothing else to do.
It's so simple. And I think the part that people get hung up on is just the initial taking action. Like they may come up with the list, but it's pressing send on those emails or messages and getting out there. But that's the hardest part. We're literally saying the hardest part is sending one message to someone you already know. Like she's not saying go spam people. She's not even talking about cold outreach. Not that cold outreach is bad, but you likely have so many more people in your warm market that you're going to get a better result from initially anyway, because they're going to talk you up in addition to collaborating with you because you have that existing relationship. I think it's so beautiful and something that can be so beneficial. Can you share more about the types of collaborations that you feel like were the most natural and easy to exchange on? You mentioned email list and podcast.
Yeah, email list, podcasts, live speaking events, summits, like speaking like online, so either to a membership or to that. Giveaways, for example. Goodness, yeah, email swaps. Like, I'm just trying to think. Those are in podcasts. Someone had a YouTube channel and they came on my podcast. I went onto their YouTube, for example. Yeah, like there's literally so many ways. So the giveaway was a cool one too, where we both just kind of gave something in, you know, and then we all collect, like we collected the emails. So that was fun. Do you mean to do something different? Social shares, for example, Instagram lives, lives into Facebook groups, like options are endless. You know, for me, I personally prefer for my business and where I'm at is I prefer email swaps and I prefer speaking events. Those are my like in podcasts, like those are my kind of three that I would prefer. I would prefer not necessarily going on to an on live Instagram thing because you don't know who's going to be on live, for example, but it does work for a lot of people, but that's just my preference. So you'll start to learn your preference, what works better for you. But I know with my energy, speaking always do mean works better. And yeah, email swaps with a good opt-in.
It's giving me flashbacks. Early on, I've started several businesses. So Boss Project has definitely always been my bread and butter, but there was a time and a space in which I was a home blogger. I joke about it, but legitimately was making decent money from it. And it was a full-on business. But one of my favorite things I did then, because it was very helpful for growth to get in front of other home bloggers' accounts and things, because I didn't feel like I knew very many people, which, I mean, you may feel this friction. Some, you may be like, I know a ton of people, but they're not like the helpful kind of people. And one of the things I did early on, I called it Follow Fridays. And I just found accounts that like I dug. Like I thought they were so incredible. The people were so cool. I loved their style or loved a recent room they had done or whatever. And before I had those relationships, I would just openly share about three or four accounts that I liked and hoped that they would repost it. But usually it led to a conversation because they'd be like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Oh, you also do this. We should also do da-da-da-da together. And it was a really natural way to start a conversation to a cold person without it feeling like I'm trying to take from you when I literally just shared you in front of all of my current followers anyway. And so I think there's lots of opportunities and it can look a thousand different ways, but simple is key. Like you don't necessarily need it to be this elaborate thing. Like I can think of so many times where my collaborations were like deep and significant and took months of planning and executing. And it was just so much. And I think sometimes these like little spurts that are just easy to execute on, you can add more of those together more quickly, technically get in front of more people, and it can likely be just as effective with far less headache.
100%. Absolutely. And like I said, like it comes down to testing. This year, we already have 50 partnerships in the pipeline at the moment, but I'm a lot more tighter this year. Do you know what I mean? Because I know more from my lessons from last year. So yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Trying to be more intentional about who you
spend 100%. Your time and that's with. Intentional, not only for me, but for other people's audiences too, now that I know what I know. So it's a win-win for both. But one of the things that I will say, and I know you touched upon earlier was, you know, I share with you why businesses struggle to bring in sales and make more money when working with partnerships. And that ultimately is their mindset, Abigail, is there will be people, like you said, that won't even pass, they won't even write the list, or they'll write the list, but they won't do the email, right? And this is because in our brain, our subconscious brain makes up 97% of our decisions for us. Only 3% actively, logically make our decisions. And the reason why we typically hold ourselves back is that we feel safe, we don't belong, or we're not enough. And so people will already, they won't say those exact words right now in their head, but their body will feel that. And that's because typically of a T2 trauma that they would have experienced as a child multiple times or maybe just one time. And so what I say is your outside world is a reflection of your inside world. What goes on in the inside shows up on the outside. So not just on partnerships, but in general, if you're not following through, if you're not taking action, if you get to a certain, like you have like a 50K month, for example, and then go back to 10K, those are all signs. Do you know what I mean? Like your nervous system can't cope. And as I said, it also normally comes down to those three primary subconscious things, safety, belonging, enoughness. And those typically come from the 7 major mindset blocks that I've seen after working with thousands of women around the world. And major mindset block 1 is self-trust, the belief in yourself, your growth, and your integrity. Mindset block 2 I see is self-love, the sense of one's own value or worth as a person. The 3rd major mindset block that I see is worthiness, the quality of being good enough. The 4th one I see is money stories and blocks, negative subconscious beliefs about money that limit you from achieving your success and desires. And for some people that will be like, I've written my list. If I send this to 50 people and 20 people say yes, I'm going to get a bigger audience. And if I get a bigger audience, that means I'm going to make more money. And if I make more money, I'm going to lose it because my parents have filed bankruptcy twice. Mm-hmm. So I won't do anything to stay safe.
Yeah, you're 17 steps ahead and you haven't even taken the first.
Totally. But that's because of what's already been happening and cultivating over the years, right? The 5th major mindset block I see is obsessive thinking, a series of thoughts that typically reoccur, often paired with negative judgments. The 6th one I see is divine timing. Now, the definition of divine timing is that the belief that is everything is happening in our life at exactly the right moment. But where people mess this up is they try and skew divine timing. They don't let it flow. They don't let it come. They're always trying to manipulate that. And that's where the major mindset block comes, is they're not able to just let flow, like just let it flow. It always has to be tampered with. And that's where the problem lies. And the 7th major mindset block that I've seen is imposter syndrome, which refers to believing that you're not as competent as others perceive you to be. So again, I encourage the listener right now to think about, of these 7 major mindset blocks, which one are playing up? And the 2nd thing that I would say is, what are you going to do about it? Because whatever you are not changing, you are choosing. So the way that I've...
So with that one, Angela, I think I'm going to have to go therapy over
it. But it is, it's like, I see women all the time, like, my husband this, my kids this. I'm like, no, girl, stop blaming other people. Take radical responsibility for your life. Because if you're choosing to remain in a marriage that you're not happy with, well, you're choosing that. Don't blame other people, you know? And so I'm a very firm believer that whatever you're not changing, you are choosing. So, you know, I've done 30 sessions plus now of hypnotherapy. I also work with a healer, for example. I work with business coaches. So you need to pick and choose, but you've got to get to the root of where this stems from. And it's so powerful and so magical, and the breakthroughs come. If not, you will see the cycle of self-sabotage continuing to happen.
Well, I guess I have some stuff to work on. And I thought I was just moving and grooving along. See, the funny thing is, I want you guys to know that it doesn't necessarily matter how big or how small your business is. Like, these things can come up at any time. They'll also like creep back and haunt you if you don't like actually fully move through them. And so you could be like, move through this season and grow, but you only really grew so much. And now you have to relearn the lesson. And
And that's the thing, is it's like important that the healing never stops, because we're always evolving as humans, right? And just when we've got it nailed, we'll lose a loved one. And that loved one, there's loss and grief, but then there's like all this other typical generational stuff that will come up. Do you mean when you're at a funeral or whatever? And you're like, where is this coming from? And then you're triggered. Triggers are clues. Triggers are nudges from the universe. Go deeper. Look at this. But most of us will just ignore the trigger, or we're not emotionally regulated. And then we blow up, and next thing you know, you're divorced, right? Because you choose not to like go and look at things. But that's, again, whereas I'm very big about, my grandmother didn't speak to her mother. My mom didn't speak to my grandmother. I don't speak to my mother. So when I found out I was having a daughter, I knew how important and how hard it was going to be to break generational patterns. So I've had to go and do so much work, and I'm still working on it. So whether or not you're in startup stage, growth stage, or scale stage, there will always be something. The thing that I caveat here is, you are enough just the way you are. And even if you go to work with a healer or hypnotherapy, there's always going to be something else that comes up. Know that that's just part of life. And it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. It's just life. You're still taking action. You're still moving forward. But where I see some people go down the spiritual rabbit hole, and I'm actually a very spiritual person, is they're like, I've got to do this next breath work, and I've got to do this, and I've got to do this. And then they forget about their business. They almost lose themselves to this, like having to heal themselves. Fuck, you're never going to be completely healed, girl. Do you know what I mean? And be okay with that, because you're enough just the way you are.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I so agree. And it's a constant battle, but like one worth fighting. And I think I've No, you can run a business and heal at the same time. And sometimes you do have to slow down, but you can keep going. And I know and believe in you. And I think this concept, it's not even a concept, this simple strategy for growth can be so effective. And I would love to see you implement it, whether you want to implement it at the scale Angela's talking about or a much smaller step forward. I don't necessarily think it has to be 120 collaborations to be worth your time and energy. No. But I know people have gotten so much value out of today. Can you share a little bit more about where they can find you online?
Yeah, absolutely. I always say the best place to find me online is my website, which is angelahenderson.com.au. And from there, you can pick and choose. It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet. Listen to my podcast, you know, explore my live events, work with me. So angelahenderson.com.au.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here. Anything we just skipped over? Are you good?
No, I'm absolutely good. I just feel like it's really important to talk about the mindset stuff because I feel it's almost negligent not to. Because if I just give you this strategy and then everyone goes, I did what Angela said. And I'm like, normally you didn't do those seven steps because you've blocked yourself somewhere. People then go, but why isn't it working? And I'm like, normally. And so that's the part that I think it's really important that we do look at the inner stuff because there's normally a direct correlation and people don't talk about it enough. They're just like, download the freebie, go and do this. You'll be a millionaire. It doesn't work like that necessarily.
Well, thank you so much for sharing both sides of the coin. Thank you for being here. This was incredible. I so look forward to people connecting with you. And I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Yes, thank you so much, my friend. Have a beautiful day back in the good old US of A. Drink some ranch for me. And yes, Spike, I did say I did say drink because I love that shit. So yes, drink some ranch for me. So yes.
No problem. Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.